Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bitcoin's currently correcting, but we recaptured $64,000. In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as breaking news. The world's largest pension fund explores diversifying into Bitcoin. Yeah, damn straight. We'll also be discussing the spot Bitcoin ETFs hit negative flows as GBTC shed $642 million in a single day, as well as breaking news. MicroStrategy sells another $604 million of notes to buy 9,000 more Bitcoin. So now it's official. They now control 1% of the circulating Bitcoin supply. And Sailor ain't slowing down anytime soon. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin could be making a sprint for $160,000 based on these specific indicators as per this analyst. We'll also be covering the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, and his forecast of Bitcoin's journey to $5 million per BTC. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more, in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1584. I'm your host, JV, and today is March 19th, 2024. Kicking it off with our market watch. We can see Bitcoin correcting and in the red with the entire market pretty much. Bitcoin is currently trading above 63,900 here in Coin 360. Ether down 6%, trading just above 3,300. And again, massive correction across the board. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap, sitting at 2.37 trillion with 180 billion in volume for the past 24 hours, meaning it's up 34%. Bitcoin dominance at a solid 52%, even as the ETH dominance continues on the decline, currently at 16.4%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours, we got Stax leading the pack up 13%, followed by Phantom up 13%, followed by Aptos up 10%. Below that, Celestia, Sutoncoin, and Stark. Now, which alts in particular are you guys most bullish on for this bull run? Holla. And clearly, the majority of these alts are correcting and in the red. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index to get the visual perspective. Safe to say 90% of the market in the red, but like there's still a handful of gainers, including Stacks. So let's freaking go. And zooming out on the monthly, y'all must have forgot. You still got many of these meme coins up over 500%, such as Whiff, Pepe, and Floki almost 500%, mind-boggling. ZRX up 230%. That's been quite quiet, so good to see a good pump from there. Theta 138%, Jupe 150%, and even SHIB up almost 200% on the month. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're back at a 79, extreme greed. Yesterday, 77, last week an 81, and last month a 72, greed. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown, we got 34 more days until the estimated date of the halving, scheduled to take place at this time, April 23rd. But just a reminder, it's dependent upon the block, so that can change. Hopefully we see it on 420. I think that'd be pretty awesome. And checking out the time chain calendar, we're currently on Bitcoin block 835,381. And currently you can get 1,555 Satoshis for a single dollar. And the market cap for Bitcoin specifically is $1.26 trillion. So there you have it, my crypto fam. Let me know how many of you seized the moment and took advantage of the dip. Holla. But anyways, fam, let's kick it with our Bitcoin TA, a little astrology for men. Check out the charts where the price action is likely to take us next. Bitcoin is hitting fresh intra-week lows March 19th. But where could the Bitcoin price action end up? Great question. After successive new all-time highs, which we documented here on the pod doing our pump watches, Bitcoin is testing the resilience of levels only recently reclaimed as support, and so far, reliable floor has not yet been found. Market observers are thus outlining more fundamental lines in the sand while also planning for a potential relief bounce. We all know the FOMC big meeting is tomorrow, so expect volatility at around that time. We'll be keeping you posted on that when I go live tomorrow. Now, in a repeat move, which followed the first new all-time high earlier in the month, Bitcoin is rapidly headed towards the 60,000 zone. This is the critical point on traders' radars and one which has not received a convincing rate test. Quoting analyst George here, I think we at least get a sweep of last week's low. If that doesn't hold, I think we see sub 60,000 again. It does seem that 60 is the new 20. What are your thoughts on that? And fellow trader Ali used the realized price distribution to show where the current set of unspent transaction outputs were created. This gives an insight into the cost basis and areas of interest when it comes to support as well as resistance, quoting the analysts here. Some of the key Bitcoin support levels to watch are 61.1, 56.6, and 51.5. And also shared, on the other hand, critical resistance points for Bitcoin stand at 66.990, practically 67, and 72.900. So there you have it. And using the Fibonacci retracement levels, we had analyst Mark Cullen highlighting a raft of support levels that can come into play. A chart uploaded additionally flagged bullish order block of bids sitting right at the current spot price of 64,000, precisely where we're at the time of this live stream. Quoting him here, looking at the high volume and nodes and fib levels, which are the Fibonacci's, where I think we could see the correction end up. It'll also depend on how the FOMC meeting plays out for tomorrow. And speaking of the FOMC, let's discuss it a bit on this topic. This continues to form the week's main macro focus, not just for Bitcoin, but and the alts, but for the broader risk asset spectrum. Quoting TED Talks Crypto, the lower we go, the higher we are by the time Jerome Powell stops speaking on Wednesday. And he also suggests that given the sticky nature of inflation, the chairman would aim to strike a hawkish tone, resetting any premature market expectations of a rate cut. Quoting him here, good chance his speech is the local bottom for risk. Let me know if you agree or disagree with that sentiment. And how do you think that the FOMC meeting will go? Do you think it'll be bullish or bearish for assets such as crypto? Holla. But anyways, we got a lot to cover. We did some TA. Now let's discuss a little pension fund major news out of Japan. That's right. The headline reads, world's largest pension fund explores diversifying into Bitcoin. Japan's government pension investment fund, GPIF, the largest pension fund in the entire world, is looking at Bitcoin as a potential diversification tool. Let's go. They officially announced March 19th today the development of the new long-term investment policies in response to major changes in the economy and society and rapid technological progress. In response to the new challenges, they shared they're launching a five-year research plan to explore innovative methods to diversify investments with an emphasis on sustainability and risk management. And as part of the plan, they requested data on various potential investment diversification tools, including information about the assets the company considers illiquid and doesn't hold, such as assets including cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, precious metals like gold and other assets, according to the announcement. Now, their new announcement is a request for information and does not guarantee that the firm will expand into new assets like Bitcoin in the future. Instead, the company will consider whether to conduct future research based on the collected data. Now, Cointelegraph approached them for comment regarding this move, but yet to receive any response. Once we have updates, I'll be sharing them here on the podcast family. Now, established in 2006, the Japanese government, the GPIF, mainly focuses on investing in core infrastructure funds, which invest in assets essential for social and economic activities. The company currently diversifies investments in traditional assets like domestic and foreign stocks and bonds, as well as alternative assets such as infrastructure and real estate. In the annual report for 2022, GPIF stressed that diversification is the company's primary investment strategy, sharing the following. Our primary investment strategy is diversification by asset class, region, and time frame. While market prices may fluctuate in the short term, GPIF will take full advantage of our long-term investment horizon to achieve investment returns in a more stable and efficient manner. Now, GPIS total assets under management amounted to 225 trillion Japanese yen, which is $1.5 trillion USD, FYI. Imagine 225 trillion USD. What? But no, but hey, still not too shabby. And as that was at the end of December 2023, making it the world's largest pension fund. And while the GPIF is only starting to think about potentially adding Bitcoin to the portfolio, some global pension funds have already adopted Bitcoin-related assets. For example, November of last year, South Korea's National Pension Service announced the purchase of over 280,000 shares of the United States-based Coinbase, giving them indirect exposure to Bitcoin. So there you have it, family. How many of you are involved with your own pension funds? And how cool would that be if they could diversify into Bitcoin for you guys? Holla. Anyways, we discussed the pension funds. Now let's discuss these Bitcoin ETF outflows of GBTC, which is causing this price retreat right now or the price action. Check it. More than 640 million worth of Bitcoin flowed out of crypto asset manager Grayscale's spot Bitcoin ETF March 18th, marking the largest day of outflows for the fund since its conversion into the spot ETF January 11th. Grayscale notched a total of 642.5 million in outflows March 18th. And at that same time, inflows into Fidelity's Bitcoin ETF, the second largest fund, stumbled to just shy of 6 million, its lowest day on record, according to data from Farside. Both led to a net outflow for spot Bitcoin ETFs of $154.3 million. Now, at this time, the price of Bitcoin is trading just above 64,000, down still over 10.5% from its latest all-time high of 73.8, which it notched on March 14th. Which was 5 days ago. Several market commentators have pointed to the slowing Bitcoin ETF flows, the upcoming halving event, and the U.S. federal FOMC meeting everyone's talking about is going to take place tomorrow, family. However, other analysts have shared an optimistic outlook for Bitcoin ETF flows. Moving forward, we have Grant Engelbart, interesting name, vice president of investment firm Carson Group, who shared with Bloomberg TV that only a handful of his firm's advisors had seen clients allocate funds into Bitcoin ETFs, noting that of the allocation, there had been an average investment ratio of 3.5% of the total funds. And commenting on that interview, Bloomberg ETF analyst Balchunas said the interview aligned with what he had been hearing from Bitcoin ETF fund issuers, that only a handful of early adopters have been picking up a meaningful allocation into spot Bitcoin ETFs. Quoting Balchunas, pretty much only a handful of advisors have allocated to Bitcoin ETFs, but the average allocation was 3.5%. According to Carson, one of the earliest advisor platforms on board the ETFs via the ETF IQ. So there you go. Now, advisors are not yet soliciting the rest of their clients. All these flows are from inbound traffic, added Balchunas. Other commentators pointed to the remaining amount of Bitcoin on GBTC's books, which is 370,000, which is ironic because, again, before that ETF conversion of their trust, they were holding over 600,000 Bitcoin. Now they have almost half that amount. So how do you think that's going to play out, fam? Let me know. Quoting another commentator here, GBTC had 378,000 Bitcoin and today sold almost 10,000 Bitcoin. Good news is that they cannot go on this pace for much longer. Now, the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, as we know, was converted from an institutional fund spot ETF January 11th, alongside the approval of the nine other spot Bitcoin ETFs from fund issuers, including BlackRock being the largest, and Fidelity. So there you have it, my crypto fam. How do you think these ETF inflows and outflows will look like? Finishing up this week, holla. Moving on up.
Take all your time and figure out what you can sell to buy Bitcoin.
But anyways, fam, next story of the day. Pump the likes to pump the stream. Happy 420. We got 420 people here. Love to see that. So MicroStrategy just purchased an additional 9,000 Bitcoin and officially now control 1% of the Bitcoin circulating supply. All hail the Giga Chad.
And if you absolutely love the thing that you don't want to sell it.
So MicroStrategy, one of the largest, if not the largest, public hodler of Bitcoin, completed another convertible notes offering to increase the Bitcoin stash. Michael Saylor shared on X yesterday to announce MicroStrategy completed its previous announcement offering of 0.8 7.5% convertible senior notes due 2031. The notes sold in this offering amounted to $603 million, including $78 million aggregate principal amount of notes issued pursuant to the option to purchase. Now, according to the announcement, the notes were sold in a private offering to qualified institutional buyers in compliance with security laws in the United States. The offerings come days after MicroStrategy completed a $800 million convertible note offering March 8th. Now, with the proceeds used to add 12,000 Bitcoin to its Bitcoin treasury reserve. And just like the previous offering, MicroStrategy will use the net proceeds from the convertible note sale to acquire additional Bitcoin, the announcement stated. Minutes after announcing the fresh $604 million offering, Saylor announced the acquisition of an additional 9,245 BTC using the proceeds from the convertible notes and excess cash. The average price of the purchase amounted to $67,400 per Bitcoin, the former CEO noted, adding that MicroStrategy held a total 214,246 BTC, now over 1% of the Bitcoin total supply to be mined. What a top G. So they're neck and neck. MicroStrategy and BlackRock, both each individually now control over 200,000 Bitcoin. And the game theory continues, family. The firm paid an average price of $35,000 per Bitcoin for its entire stash of Bitcoin. Not too shabby. And as previously mentioned, MicroStrategy announced a second fundraiser March 13th, targeting $600 million through a private senior convertible notes offering. And I love how he always under-promises and over-delivers. Such a Chad. Anyways, senior convertible notes are debt security that can be converted into equity at a later date. MicroStrategy notes will mature March 15, 2031, unless earlier repurchased, redeemed, or converted in accordance with their terms. The notes are senior to common shares because holders have priority in the event of bankruptcy or liquidation. Saylor has emerged as one of the biggest Bitcoin dedicated to hodling Bitcoin. Last month, the former CEO of MicroStrategy claimed he had no plans to sell his Bitcoin, quoting him here, "I'm going to be buying the top forever. Bitcoin is the exit strategy. It's going up forever, Laura." Saylor said after being asked if his firm would sell its stash, counting 190,000 Bitcoin at the time. So not only did he not sell his stash, but he's accumulating and buying more and more and more. And Max points out the Bitcoin plunge protection team buying Bitcoin. He did a tweet in response to Michael Saylor's announcement. And he also made that tweet in regards to responding to Japan's $1.4 trillion government pension investment fund looking into buying Bitcoin to diversify its assets. He also shares, "Bitcoin has a hard floor and no top. Tell him." So there you go, yo. Pretty miraculous to see, you know, Michael Saylor doing what he's doing here for MicroStrategy. Let's go. Let's dive into our next story of the day and discuss this $160,000 target, followed by the latest from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, projecting when Bitcoin's going to hit 5 million per BTC. Welcome everyone joining the stream. Pump the likes to pump the stream. Let's live this Bitcoin dream, shall we? A popular crypto analyst says technical indicators are suggesting Bitcoin's in the middle of a rapid ascent to the $160,000 mark. Send it. Tech Dev shares with his 500,000 followers on X. He's watching Bitcoin's RSI and its Fibonacci extension levels on the monthly time frame. The RSI is a widely used technical indicator that tracks an asset's momentum. It stands for the Relative Strength Index. And according to Tech Dev, every time Bitcoin's RSI broke above the midpoint of a descending channel currently near the 65 level, Bitcoin made a run to the 1.618 Fibonacci extension level. And with Bitcoin now above Tech Dev's channel median point, the pattern suggests Bitcoin will rally towards its 1.618 level, currently sitting at 160,000. Let's go. Quoting them here alongside the chart. No guarantees here, but I do find it interesting. Each time monthly RSI broke above the channel median, it went to the channel top and Bitcoin went to the 1.618 Fibonacci. Where my Fib chart watchers at? Holla. Now, while there has been speculation on whether Bitcoin is ahead or behind its traditional four-year cycle based on the halvings, Tech Dev says the cycle is right on time. When looking at global liquidity or the amount of dollars sloshing around in the financial system. So using his global liquidity signal plus the stochastic RSI, the analyst suggests Bitcoin is nearing the stage where it historically enters into a parabolic move to the upside. As he shares here, to me, Bitcoin isn't ahead of or behind schedule. The cycle is a liquidity one. It is 3.5 years peak to peak, and each cycle's inflection point has determined Bitcoin's price acceleration and peak timing. This is what peak performance looks like, family, right here on this chart. Let me know if you agree or disagree with his sentiment that we can likely see a $160,000 Bitcoin price, and by what time frame? Do you think that occurs here, 2024, or do you think that'll occur next year? In 2025. Also, something different about this cycle already right off the top is the fact this is the first time in Bitcoin cycle history we hit the all-time high. I should say broke the all-time high before the halving. Typically, we always break the all-time high after the halving. Now for our featured story of the day. I'm going to be sharing Plan B's Bitcoin forecast. Plan B is the creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, and he recently shared in a tweet, Bitcoin's journey to $5 million per BTC. So let's break this down, and let's start with the actual tweet he just shared. He tweeted this yesterday, 7:04 a.m., as you can see, March 18th, it already got almost 500,000 views. And shout out to Plan B, by the way. Here's what he tweeted alongside the Stock to Flow chart. Stock to Flow 2020 to 2024 halving cycle, $50,000 Bitcoin. That's an estimate, family. He also says Stock to Flow 2024-2028 halving cycle, $500,000. Let's go. And Stock to Flow 2028-2032 halving cycle, $5 million. He also wrote, yes, Stock to Flow equals exponential growth, and it will continue. In my opinion. Now, here's the Stock to Flow chart, family. It's ultimately projecting, as we just mentioned, Bitcoin hovering above 100,000 post-2024 halving, between 100,000 and $1 million per coin between 2024 and 2028. Now, someone asked him in the thread, I'd be happy if this happens, but 3 to 4 data points can only predict the general direction, not the price, like 500,000 average 2024, 2028. Caution is advised to all. Plan B responded, very true. Only 3 halvings. We had one in 2012, 2016, and 2020. My question for y'all in the chat, will this be your first halving, second, third, or fourth? Holla. He also wrote, plus the crucial pre-halving period where Bitcoin Stock to Flow grew from below 1 to a 4. And Stock to Flow is only for the general direction, of course, and with a wide error margin. For example, the prediction of 2020 to 2024 was 55,000, but the reality was 33,000. So it makes a good point there. Now, navigating through these predictions, let's discuss it as per this article. According to the model, the forthcoming halving cycle spanning 2020 to 2024 is expected to solidify the Bitcoin price at around 50 G's. Keep it in mind, we're already above 50 G's. We're at 65,000 at the time of the live, but the real spectacle unfolds in the ensuing cycles with projections setting the stage for Bitcoin to ascend to $500,000 per coin in the 2024 to 2028 cycle, eventually reaching a monumental $5 million per coin in the 2028-2032 cycle. Now, we have ARK Invest Kathy Wood. I shared her prediction a couple of episodes ago on the pod. She's ultimately saying we're going to blow past $1 million. She's now saying $1 million by 2030 is bearish. She thinks we hit $1 million a lot sooner before that. And she's now projecting 2.3 million per coin, which is more in alignment here with the Stock to Flow. Now, the predictions made by Plan B have sparked interest and a debate amongst the crypto community. As I just pointed out to you and read that thread, Plan B acknowledged this caution, pointing out his predictions are based on the 3 past halving events and the significant pre-halving period, suggesting that while the Stock to Flow model can guide the general trend, its accuracy comes with a considerable margin of error. And additionally, another user in the conversation known as Phoenix remarked that while Plan B's projection might seem overly optimistic, the true outcome remains to be seen, emphasizing the need for patience. That's right, hallowed be thy name and patience. This user highlighted the uncertainty surrounding Bitcoin's future, especially considering the potential impacts of these ETFs and widespread adoption, signaling an open-minded but watchful approach to market developments. Now, the latest price action, we just corrected after hitting the new all-time high of 73,800 roughly 5 days ago. We're currently corrected 10,000, but we're right back above 65,000 at the time of this recording. So let me know your thoughts on what Plan B has to share. Do you think we hit 5 million per coin between the Stock to Flow model's projection between the 2028 and 2032 halving, which ultimately means we're going to have a halving in roughly 30 30 days, which is the 2024 halving. Then we're going to have another halving in 2028 and then another in 2032. So by that time, can you realistically see a $5 million Bitcoin price? Let me know. JV, I personally have been calling right here. I don't know why I speak about myself in the third party. I kind of find it funny at the same time, but nonetheless, JV, I see by 2029 us blowing past $1 million. And I think that is a bearish scenario. I've been calling that every day of the show for the past few years because Cathie Wood's been projecting 1 million per coin by 2030. And then I always say, well, if the cycles are still intact, then it's the year preceding the halving, which would be 2029. We hit the cycle peak. But what if all those models are broken because this is unprecedented? This particular cycle is being driven already by the institutional FOMO via the ETFs, which were officially launched on January 11th. And the inflows are insane. When we have unproportionate outflows, we do get corrections like this, but the outflows cannot continue at this pace because, as I mentioned earlier, GBTC is now down to roughly 360,000 Bitcoin left. They had over 600,000 at the start of the year, but obviously things are switching up and changing. And I think the inflows will continue overall outpacing the outflows like we have been witnessing. Right now, the daily issuance of Bitcoin being awarded to the miners is 900 per day. That's about to get cut in half to 450 Bitcoin per day. And asset management giants, juggernauts like BlackRock are scooping up over 10,000 biddies per day on the open market. So CryptoQuant, I covered this a few pod episodes ago, is projecting that within 6 months, we get a supply shock, which means the 2 million Bitcoin on the exchanges are gone, dried up. Everyone's buying them the same way MicroStrategy is buying this dip. As we mentioned earlier, MicroStrategy now controls 1% of the Bitcoin circulating supply. Their goal is to control 5%, which ultimately means they're looking to accumulate 1 million Bitcoin. Then we got to calculate the game theory playing out in real time. BlackRock, MicroStrategy, neck and neck, right? Accumulating biddies. Then we also got to add and factor in all the other asset management giants, the Fidelities, the ARK 21. Then we got to calculate the ETFs that aren't even in existence yet, which are about to be launched, like the one out of Hong Kong. There's probably going to be a multitude of them. Then the one out of El Salvador and all the other ones. Now we have Brazilians, high net worth individuals. Brazil has a population over 200 million. They can now buy Bitcoin through the iBit BlackRock Bitcoin ETF. Now we have Thailand. I mentioned this. They're soon going to be able, at least their high net worth individuals, are going to be able to start buying Bitcoin through the iBit BlackRock product as well. Then there's a lot more other ETFs that aren't even on our radar yet that'll most likely be launched this year. That's the game theory playing out in full effect. Notice the fees. They're all competing to get the lowest fees so they can take that lion's share of the market. This is another good thing about competition. And then we have nation state adoption. Countries like El Salvador continuing to buy Bitcoin. El Salvador, Bukele doing their thing. Then we have other nations that haven't announced accumulating Bitcoin yet, but have been secretly buying the Bitcoin, according to Edward Snowden and other whistleblowers. Then, of course, as Max Kaiser has been sharing, the Bitcoin price can realistically go anywhere from $220,000 to $750,000 per coin this cycle. All previous models are broken. Yay, nay, 2024, 2025. When are we going to hit the cycle peak? Holla at your boy. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.